Now, almost 3 years ago, December 2015, cast your mind back. You might remember the New South Wales government announcing plans to turn 40 acres of public land in Sydney's Waterloo into a high-density social mixed housing development, with 70% of those new homes going to the private sector. At the time, local Waterloo resident and filmmaker Claire Lewis was shocked at the scale of the plans and the impact on her neighbourhood, so began to film the stories of the estate. These stories have been brought together in a documentary called There Goes Our Neighbourhood, which airs on ABC tonight. And Claire Lewis, the director, joins us in the studio now. Claire, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So take us back to December 2015 when the government first announced these development plans. What was that like?
It was a fairly big shock. It was, I'm not saying that they're needs to never be change anywhere and yet the scale of it seemed quite sort of unprecedented. These towers are a real fixture of this of Waterloo identity, so the idea that that was going to be completely kind of raised to the ground and started again was quite a confronting thought. I'm not a towers resident, but I am a Waterloo local, and I know a number of the people that live on the estate, and I suppose the thing that kind of struck everyone was this kind of fundamental idea of selling off almost three quarters of the land. That was the kind of thing that people found hard to swallow, that it was this economic decision that's being made in order to pay for the new public housing. So some of the housing does need to be renewed, but I think it was just literally the scale of it was quite a bit of a sort of kick in the teeth and a sort of questionable motive, perhaps.
And you did mention the documentary does centre around the two really iconic Waterloo Towers. Could you tell us a bit more about those buildings?
Sure, yes. They were built in the early 70s, around about 1973, and they're called Matavai and Taranga. A lot of the buildings are kind of named after different explorers or invaders. and those two particular towers are slightly different stylistically to the other ones. They're a sort of brutalist architectural form, and they've got these lovely kind of curved form concrete windows that are a bit like film strips down the stripe down the buildings. And they're also the tallest. They're 30 stories, whereas the other ones are around about sort of 19. And they kind of really mark the beginning of the estate, which goes all the way from Phillip Street down to McAvoy Street. And so I suppose we focus on those partly because, the architecture was particularly gorgeous, and partly because they were the tallest and it felt like they were, the standing sentinels that marked the beginning of that area.
And those two towers in particular, I know, have made headlines in recent years with the art project that's been going on as well. If people aren't quite sure which towers they are, if you're heading through Redfern Station or something after dark, it's the ones with all the colours in the building, which is just gorgeous. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. We had an idea, me and a few other people from Redfern Waterloo, that it might be nice to, we saw a light that was on in one of the windows, and because of that kind of the way that the windows are designed, having this kind of glowing coloured light emitting from the inside was really quite, quite a beautiful sight. And we thought, oh, that's, isn't that interesting? And we met the guy actually whose window that was, and he was a previous nightclub owner from King's Cross who'd, his business had gone belly up and he'd ended up in public housing. And that all happened just before the redevelopment announcement arrived. And so when that happened, we thought, okay, well, maybe this coloured light project idea could be something that could be like a silent protest. It could be a way of, me and my sort of, nosy friends and other members of the Waterloo Public Housing Action Group could sort of invite ourselves around to 500 people's houses and, check out their homes and have a lot of conversations. And B, it could be a really, really visual spectacle that kind of says, the lights are on, people are home, this place shouldn't be sort of ignored and overlooked. And these people, as they currently, as the kind of community currently exists, are really important and should be kind of, celebrated and not kind of, vilified and over-densified and, all of that kind of outcome.
And there's a lot of people clearly got involved in the art project with the colours in the windows, but for the documentary itself, how did people respond to taking part in this project?
A film camera is always a little bit of a, it's not the most kind of welcome apparatus in a sort of intimate person's apartment. Some people were really took to it and were really kind of open to the idea of being filmed and really kind of, you know, proud of their stories. And for other people, it just didn't, you know, it was too confronting. You know, there was a lot of, you know, suspicion around the camera, I suppose. So it was a, you know, it was a balancing act that we had to sort of conduct, really, between, you know, making this light project happen, which was, you know, a very physically demanding and very sort of mentally demanding process, whereby you had to knock on the doors of these tenants, explain what the hell you were doing, explain that you were going to need to kind of move their telly and scrub down their windowsill and install these coloured LEDs around their window. Oh, and by the way, we've got a camera too. So so there was a lot of, you know, sweet talking and a lot of explaining, lots of lengthy cups of tea. And we did a whole lot of community outreach sessions as well, where, you know, we just kind of got mother loads of pastizzis and cups of tea and had sort of events down on the green. And we screened one night, I think we screened the castle to kind of like rally the troops. And, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like everyone was itching to protest. You know, there's a lot of people that kind of that they're just surviving, you know, they're getting by. They're fairly elderly. There's a lot of people that are over 55. That's the kind of demographic in those particular towers. So it wasn't sort of plain sailing. But I think once the lights kind of started peppering through the buildings, people, you know, people started talking and telling their neighbours. And then it was a case of trying to keep up with demand.
And the documentary is airing tonight, which is so exciting. You tell us how can we see it?
Yes, you just have to tune into our national broadcaster, ABC, at 9:20 p.m. And it goes for an hour, and it's called There Goes Our Neighbourhood. And yes, we hope we don't get sued.
No. Always a good start, a good baseline to build on. Yeah. Oh, Claire, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Claire Lewis. She's the director of There Goes Our Neighbourhood, a doco about the fight to save Waterloo's public housing estate from redevelopment. As she mentioned, airing 9:20 p.m. tonight on ABC. And, we'll pop all the links for you up in the podcast as well.